This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, everybody. Hello, Isla. Hello, how are you?
Good.
Oh, excellent. You look, what do you got? Some pink. Oh, those are Santa Claus PJs.
Santa Claus. I got it for that's fantastic. Christmas Eve. I got it for Christmas Eve.
Oh, right. We always get PJs for Christmas Eve, too. That's a nice tradition. Because then you look cute in your Christmas photos the next day, you know?
And I got slippers, and I got new jammies for my doll, too.
Oh, well, you know, you want Blair to be nice and warm, right? It's cold being a doll.
Yeah, but it's hard to get those on.
Oh, well, because they're not bendy.
Because they have no strap at the bottom, at the back, I meant.
No strap at the back. Well, you'll have to, maybe you can show me later. I see your sister's there, too.
Yeah, she's
You like having a sister?
Yeah, I like having a sister, but she sometimes bothers me.
Yeah, well, that's little sisters for you, you know. Later, when you're a teenager, your dad's going to make you take her everywhere you go, too. So that's going to cramp your style a little bit.
Probably.
Yeah. So what do you got in store for Dad today? What are you guys going to do together?
Maybe we're going to get my tooth out today because lots.
Oh, right.
Cool.
Let me have a look at that. Yep, still there. You guys been working on it though, huh?
Get close to their screen.
It's just, we can see it. I mean, the thing is sticking. It looks, is it sore?
Oh, is that funny?
Oh, it's a little bit ouchy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Only
too
when
bad
you
can't.
On it. My
yeah,
dad pulls
so that's
on it like as big as Hulk baby.
Oh my God!
As big as Hulk.
That's baby. You know that's the Hulk baby is probably the one who could get that thing out of your mouth. Actually, if you wanted
Maybe.
To take a chance and let sister at it. So, well, did you just were you? I saw you rocking out to that song we were just playing. That's a Justin Bieber song. You like that one?
Yeah.
What's your favorite Justin Bieber song? Do you think? Nothing springs to mind. You love him though, right? He's so
yeah,
cute,
I
isn't he?
I love him. My other favorite one is...
Oh, Ariana Grande?
Shakira.
Shakira. Oh, you love Shakira? Are you learning her dance moves and stuff?
Oh, are you going to sing?
No.
You're not going to sing?
No.
Right. You can if you want to. I mean...
Actually, I'm going to sing.
Yeah, okay, great.
All right.
Good. Great.
Sounds good.
All right, we're ready.
I'm up for that.
Sounds good. We're ready. We are ready for the singing.
I don't have my iPod right now.
Oh, so if you had your iPod, you'd sing?
Yeah, or... I have to get my iPod first.
Okay, oh, so we'll run.
Go ahead.
Week.
No. Run and get it, and then come on back.
Go run and get it.
Yeah.
Take your headphones off. I'll read some text while you go and get that, okay?
Yeah, I mean,
All right.
Listen.
Pick your song, too. You got to get Keep that queued
up. Yeah, get it all ready to go.
Oh, boy. All right.
That's
I've got
no,
both
I,
of them.
No, I think I will sing. I think
yeah,
I'm going
I
to sing.
As soon as I told her she's done for the day, she's suddenly ready. I got both of them in here right now, so forgive me. I'm a little bit distracted.
Nothing to forgive. This is the best. This was the thing I was hoping for when we said we were going to work from home. I'm like, oh, this is going to be good.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. You need to turn the radio station off and then find your song, okay? She's been listening to us on her iPod.
Oh, does she have the radio.com app?
I believe she does.
Well, that is perfect. Ask her how we're doing today.
Do you get the station through Siri? Do you just ask Siri to get it for you? I think she doesn't even have the radio.com app. She's just asking Siri to play it.
Oh, Fantastic. You should tell her about the secret show.
What?
I don't know.
You are
when
so
she's 18.
Wrong, Sarah.
I've just, yeah. I know. There's something wrong with me. I can't help it. It's because my kids are grown up and I'm just like, I'm less careful around kids now. Like, I used to be really careful around kids, you know? You don't ever want to say the bad. I'm just not in that mode anymore.
You used to cry over everything. Now it's just me and Vinny crying over everything.
I know. Yeah. I don't. Now I used to cry over everything even before I had kids. Now I'm like, I never cry. Kidding. I cry all the time. I cried yesterday.
925 says, I know Sarah loves rock music, and I do too, but it's just not what it used to be.
Yeah. That's why I go to the songs that I used to love and keep playing those over and over.
408 says, don't stress it, Vinny. My husband will be 75 when our twin girls graduate from high school next year. It can be done. And it's kept him young and alive.
Yeah, it's true. I bet it will keep you young. You're going to have to, you know. There's no getting old with a kid demanding. Okay, Isla's ready.
I love you guys. You're keeping me sane while working from home. More Isla, please. Little voices make the day brighter and make you appreciate the simple... What? What did you... What? What is happening? Are you going to say words?
Oh, is she going to sing too?
Are you going to say words? Say hi. Wait, let me put these... Try to get her to say something.
Okay. All right.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Edie. How are you?
Say hello.
Can you say hi?
Say hi.
Hi,
she's
Edie.
She's frozen. We've
hi.
Frozen her.
Erica!
Oh, she
make
was...
make some space and you can get figure out if you're going to
yeah.
do
Let's
a
get
duet
a little song.
With Isla.
I know. I just want to hear Isla sing. I'm excited
well,
for the concert.
You don't want to duet Prince?
Oh, is she going to sing a Prince song?
I love
it. Well, good. You've got good taste in music. I like it.
Come here.
Your dad has done a pretty good job telling you all the people you need to know about. So let's go ahead.
This my mom told me this.
Well, yeah. She's a good solid musical influence too.
Yeah,
so
dad's too busy sleeping.
Yeah. Did you take another nap yesterday, Isla?
I'm just going to start singing.
Okay.
I don't know this song. I don't know this song.
It turns out you don't know all the words. I always think I know the words, too.
That was great. You did great.
You did
great.
Do great.
No, I didn't.
Okay, no. Tell her to put those back on. She's got to practice the song all weekend so that we can...
Tell Isla
to practice something all weekend so she's got
so
all the
listen,
words down.
As she started doing that, I'm like, oh, my God, she's Sarah.
I know.
Except she needs to go.
I will work on that with her, and maybe we could do something to kick the week off next week.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. I noticed that this morning before we played our Van Halen song, every morning at 5:45 we play a Green Day song. Uh-huh. On Fridays, we also play a Van Halen song. But the song today was Basket Case. I was like, oh, that's the song we're going to do.
Yeah. You want to do it still?
Yep.
Okay.
Well,
that's
someday.
That's how we're going to kick our show off when we get back together at the station, everyone.
To listen to me whine about nothing and everything. For the record, I'm... Oh, hey, Chris!
Hey!
Boy, the whole family's hanging out today. It's fantastic. Are you staying sane?
Wait, what? Where am I? What day is it? What time is it?
So the answer is no.
No, not at
Hi,
all.
Hi, Christina.
Hey, guys.
I got to take a screenshot of that. Hold on. I got all four of them in the... No, that's perfect. All four of them in the... It is. That is a family portrait right there.
I'm losing the baby.
Yeah,
now.
Well, that'll be on our Christmas card. Send that over.
I will. I'll send it to you. Are you managing? I mean, you guys have some extra challenges with having to feed Isla her special food, too. You guys might be the one family that's not going to come out of this 20 pounds heavier.
Oh, no, I will.
Oh.
Yeah, because I try to save all the healthy, fresh stuff for her, which means I have about 5 sandwiches a day, a couple bowls of pasta, all the stuff, you know. I don't.
Do you
some ice cream at the end of the day? I don't want that to go bad.
No, we wouldn't want to lose the ice cream.
No. Yeah. So no, it has not been good for me. Everyone else seems to be doing good though.
Yeah, that's good. Is Vinny letting you out of the house to go running or anything, or are you just
You want to say
he
bye?
He sleeps all day.
Yeah. Oh, good one.
No, by the time he comes out, he's like, where's dinner? What are we having?
Feed me. I got to go to bed and get ready for tomorrow.
I think he's cutting me off now. Oh. I have to go teach, work, and take care of a baby. I'll be back later.
Fantastic. We'll see you on Monday. Yeah. Have a good weekend.
Bye, guys. Oh my God.
Okay, I'll be locking the door from this moment forward.
It's the little things. I gotta say. No, he sleeps all day.
Priceless.
Oh my God.
I only wish that were the option.
I know. I'm thinking about taking a nap after this. Woo.
Let me read a few texts here. Sarah broke my heart this morning. I wish I could make you guys feel the way you make me feel. Thank you for being on air.
Oh, thank you. That's nice. Yeah, yesterday was a tough day. But look, I'm having a less tough day than a lot of people. And thanks for caring, honestly. That's very, very sweet.
Vinny, oh my God, iguanas. Those were the days. My husband and I, who grew up in OB, totally remember that. The best iguanas, Pearl Jam. Iguanas was the place in Mexico where I saw Pearl Jam, and that's the place he jumped off that third-level balcony. Best Pearl Jam show was when they opened for Nirvana and the Red Hot Chili Peppers on New Year's Eve. That's another one of my favorites. That was the first time I saw Pearl Jam ever, and Eddie climbed into the... This was in Del Mar, and it was at... It's in one of those... God, the sound was terrible because it was one of those empty... sort of metal buildings that they
ring so like a bell.
It's like standing to watch the show. But he climbed into the rafters in that place and we lost him. They had to, that guy with the spotlight had to find him as he crawled around and hung from the rafters and doing hand over hand and 50 feet above the crowd.
He's a maniac.
I'm glad he lived through it all. That's for sure.
Yeah, that is a good thing.
Let's see here.
Right, hey, all, the 27 Club.
Survivor note. I saw Nick and Michelle deciding who was the biggest threat. Nick convinced Michelle to vote off Yule. Mm. Remains to be seen if they did a clever play.
It does remain to be seen because Wendell is, you know, he's a threat. Although, even as Yule was sitting them down and doing this weird thing about, let's get a fire token out of you guys can put my name down, but I'm going to need a fire token. I was like, oh boy, you need to stop talking.
I did. I agree. One of the reasons I would love to talk to Yule again if we get a chance is I'd love to know what was going through his head as he sort of, he was flexing maneuver-wise, strategically wise, but I did think it was not necessarily the smartest play for him. Right. He's been doing a great job lying low. He should have stuck with that.
It's hard to lie low when there's only four of you, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
You are, and he's smart. He thinks things through, and I'm sure that on some level that must have seemed like the play and that he would benefit from it, but also he'd be getting rid of Wendell, and it kind of backfired on him. He could have just kept quiet, I think.
Well, I'm going to guess, and we haven't talked to him, and I don't know for sure, but I'm going to guess he felt like, of course she wants this dude out. She's been arguing with him and talking about how he did her dirty the whole time.
Yeah.
So he probably felt in some way very confident that she would go that route.
Yeah. No, that's a good point.
I really miss the days when Alice used to play Pearl Jam. Alice played Pearl Jam?
Yeah, we have a couple songs. Like, I want to say...
Is Breathe on the list? Breathe might be on the list.
Breathe was on there. Didn't we used to play Daughter?
Oh, yeah, probably.
Yellow Ledbetter. I'm crazy. That's not the one. What's the one where...
Better Man.
She loves and says I'm in love with
him. The Better Man could be it.
Better Man. Yeah, we definitely played that. There were a few songs here and there.
Hey Vinny, I was walking my dog on the beach yesterday and was watching a bunch of dudes surfing. It looks so fun. When all this is over, what's the we're
somewhere
especially...
on another page.
It's, I swear to you, these texts just they go into a spin wheel and who knows where the other part of it ends up.
It's just annoying that they split them up like that.
It just makes, honestly, it's considering that we truly do use this on air, you'd think the thing would line these up.
Right.
Shouldn't be
well,
that hard.
And of course, the newer ones or the end of the message is always before the beginning of the message, which came in first. So it's add that to it. And then the other texts that are coming in. You know a good way to get a hold of us? Email us. Sarah, Vinny, Bren, you can get your whole thought into the email, and those could be forwarded to you, too.
Right. Sarah,
if you've got
all...
a book you want to send us, that's the way.
Sarah, all birds are amazing. So comfortable. They're like wearing slippers all day, and you can toss them in the wash.
Oh. I never even heard of all birds. And
all
they're
birds,
local, you were saying.
They are local, and they're doing a cool thing where they're giving shoes to... our healthcare workers. So
yeah, like a buy one. If you buy a pair gets donated to a healthcare worker. Mm-hmm. That's nice. I liked your point. Like they were doing it for free, but you know, the whole wanting to stay in business thing.
Right.
Free stuff doesn't work for businesses, usually.
I hear you, Vinny. My 2-year-old MacBook Pro is glitchy and have been giving me problems the entire time I've had it. Brand new when I got it too. Mm. Gotta up your game, Apple. I got the new, I ordered the MacBook Air, so I hope to have my problem solved here very soon.
Oh, you did go ahead and get a new computer.
This is what we do. I need that thing to work.
Yeah. I still have a 2011 MacBook something or other that John just keeps fixing. I'm like, it's it. The thing's got to go. It's dead. It just is not coming back. We've had the whole thing replaced. He just keeps getting it fixed. He keeps
good
fixing
for him.
It. I know. You got to have an IT department, apparently.
Yeah, I don't have that, though.
Listen, give us your old one, and John will fix it for you.
I'm wearing my Crocs right. Yeah, because we'll see each other sometimes.
I know. Next time I see you, next year.
Well, we're looking.
It's canceled.
Maybe we should, no, it's probably too awful to start guessing when we'll all get back together.
I know. I was sort of hoping that maybe by the 4th of July, because, you know, I like to throw that party.
Oh, well, I think we'll be back on the air as a team in the building by July. You don't?
I hope so. I certainly hope so, but
I don't know that we'll get to go to parties and have fun out in the general public.
Oh, there'll
July.
Be no more fun.
But I have to believe right. We can go back to work.
I want to believe it.
I mean, I do like this.
Yeah.
Although I'm going to have to get even with the rest of my family. They keep doing me dirty when they get in here.
No, stop it.
Come on.
Can you hear John? He's in the other room playing guitar.
No. Oh, are you going to sing?
No, I'm not going to sing. I'm like, where is that music coming from?
Tell him to crank it up.
Yeah, crank it up.
He's playing acoustic in the other room.
Oh, come on. Don't you think he's siren-songing you? Isn't he trying to lure you in?
He is playing. He's playing True Colors.
He's trying to lure you in. Can you sing for us, would you?
No.
Oh,
not doing that. Please.
Why?
Because I don't want to. Of course I want to, but no.
So you want to?
No, and we're late anyway. We are. Yeah, believe
oh.
it or not, we're well over.
Okay, bye.
The Vinny Family Circus took us
I'm
to
so
9:20. Oh, don't be! Oh my God, I loved it. It was awesome. All right, we'll be right back to say goodbye right after these.
Sarah and Vinny,
Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Happy Friday, you guys! Listen, it's I guess this is the third weekend of the lockdown. Next week, we'll be back to do the third week. I'm going to try and just really pick a routine and stick to it. I think that's going to be the most helpful thing that we can do, you know, just like embrace the new normal and make it happen. You got big plans this weekend, Vinny?
Well, but to the point you were just making, I think calling these the home shows is important because we have a certain idea of what our show's supposed to sound like, and it's different. And
yep.
It feels maybe not as good, and yet it's what we can do right now. And
I'm glad we can do this. Even,
yeah,
you know,
I mean, home shows are better than no shows.
Agreed. And remember, there's a lot of Scott Capurro is doing his live stand-up from his apartment tomorrow night at 8 o'clock in place of the show that he had booked. Tomorrow all day, and I don't have it right in front of me, but on Twitch TV, they're doing a 12-hour musical marathon, and it's some pretty big acts on there, and it's a benefit. So they're trying to raise money to help with the virus and in various ways and capacities. Also, please go to RadioAlice.com. Bryn is putting up a page for some of the capeless heroes that we're not all heroes wear capes. And we've been talking to these people, like the lunch lady we talked to today and the paramedic. And then yesterday we talked to a guy who's printing face shields with his 3D printer and a labor and delivery nurse. And so if you heard any of those and you were wondering how you can make a donation or what ways you can help or possibly even volunteer, kind of sanctioned leaving of your house, he's going to have a page up there where you're going to be able to get all that information. Because that's been kind of I think that's a fun way to just connect with people who are out there on the front lines. Hashtag stay connected. Use that in all your social media posts.
There's still a few texts rolling in, and people are wishing that we had some kind of way. They had some kind of way to watch the show. I don't know that we're going to have that ready for next week, but we're working on it, right?
We are. Yep. I know Nicole's been brainstorming with Bryn and, you know, with people who know about technology in order to get that going. And we appreciate that you even want to see it. So, you know. You'll have to satisfy yourself for now with just the audio. Although I get to see you guys every morning. I like that. I've been putting up screenshots from our FaceTime calls that we do every morning. I got a good one of Vinny's whole family. I'm going to put that up on Instagram.
Oh, no, you did not.
Oh, I did. Every one of you is in the frame. It's so funny. I'm on Clarky Clark. Vinny is Vin Hassan. Bryn is Brynny Boy. Nicole is Nicole underscore DeJesu. DeJesus. Gotta leave that last S off there. And actually, we follow all of each other, and Alice follows all of us. So if you follow any of us, you can find us all. Have a great weekend, you guys. Be safe. Don't go out into the world if you don't need to. And we'll catch you back here on Monday.
Bye.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.